This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Handled by Lostarainen. Off the feet from Lundell, and a one-touch Olimata through center. Across the line. The drive by Granlund. Shot!
Finland, the early advantage, and it was then an avalanche from there. 6-1, the U.S. wins. I have all the tiebreakers. We'll get to a call here in a moment. So,
game was close, by the way. It was 2-1 going into the third.
Yep.
Like, and then close before that.
They opened the floodgates from there. So, head-to-head result. Okay. First tiebreaker. Again, they're playing a round-robin tournament. Let's say there's two teams tied in points all the way down. Head-to-head, if it's only between two teams, that will be indisputable, easy to do.
Yeah, because they all play each other once.
Easy to do. Okay, let's say there's a three-way tie. It goes to total regulation wins. Then regulation and overtime wins. Then goal differential. Okay. Then it's goals scored.
Okay.
Goals scored among tied teams. No, sorry, goal difference among tied teams. I don't know how that's any different than just whatever. Anyway,
how is that different than goal differential?
I don't understand.
Goal differential versus goal difference.
I guess it's the goal difference between the three teams that are tied, and you would take out the goal differential of the one team that's not in the tie. Okay?
Okay.
Eighth, by the way, is most even strength goals among the teams that are tied.
All right.
And ninth is fewest even strength goals against among tied teams.
Okay.
I feel like
at the end of the list, they assume that you're good there?
That you get through all the tiebreakers by the ninth. I feel like you have to put coin flip in there somewhere. The reason coin flip is in there is if it's not in the rules that you're still tied, maybe it's impossible mathematically to be tied on the ninth tiebreaker, but I would want to know.
Yeah.
What if we
if
are?
If the 0.001% chance happens, then what is the 10th?
Then you do a shootout.
Okay.
Imagine that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Get back on the ice and do a shootout.
Yeah. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Good morning. Happy Four Nations Friday. Team USA blasts through Finland and sets up tomorrow night's game with Team Canada at 8 p.m. We'll go to the phones. Rich in Lakeview is up. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Four Nations Friday. When in doubt, throw in alliteration.
That's right. That's right.
It works. You know what? It's wonderful to wake up on a Friday morning, getting ready for some of us a long weekend. Even longer week if you're in education, but that's another story. To be talking about the great sport of hockey with some sort of relevancy compared to the last decade, maybe decade and a half. You guys were mentioning like how awesome it is, and for your generation, and I know Jeremy, you're a little bit older than Joe, but as cool as this is, because you really have three good teams: USA, Canada, Sweden. And Finland turned out to be like that fourth team with the fantasy football name, all wearing the same numbers in any adult league you played in. but I'm old enough to remember the 72 Summit Series, which I was quite young, but having Jill Perreault play for Team Canada was awesome. In 76, the Sabres beat the Soviets 12-6. It was a Sunday afternoon game. NBC had a national contract when you only had five TV channels in Buffalo. You know, the whole Miracle on Ice, which started out very organically. There was no expectations. But this, and I guess globally it's great, but without the geopolitical animus that was the pall over all of that, the end of the Cold War, even through the Canada Cup series, which were fantastic. I mean, if you haven't, I mean, even better than this is right now. I just can't imagine what might be like for the American players if they're playing Canada on Saturday night and they're getting booed at the national anthem.
Right.
I think the only thing that could be close, and it's not a joke, if both of these teams, and they should make the finals, if Trudeau and President Trump are in attendance, that's the only thing that I think could make it for the average watch viewer to make it as cool as it is now with that geopolitical tension that was there decades ago.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich. That's a great point. Like that over any sort of sporting event is a real thing, of course. And the booing of the national anthem that's been happening in Canadian buildings, I would imagine if that happens on Saturday night that, yeah. One of the Kachucks, I forget which one, was asked about it, about booing the American anthem in those games, and simply said, "I don't like it. I'll just say that." You know, didn't want to get too far in the weeds on what it all might mean or, you know, the genesis of it. But yeah, that's definitely something that adds to it. Meanwhile, the last time, I'm trying to think, best on best U.S. v. Canada. Where are these games played? The last five times these two teams have played, where have they been? Because the Olympics is Vancouver.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking back to...
After that, it's Sochi, but I don't think they met.
When's the last time the U.S. had a home game for this? For U.S. v. Canada?
That's a good question. Where was the World Cup in 96 played? Didn't the U.S. win that? I don't know where that was, though. And even if that's the answer, that's almost 30 years ago.
Right.
So even if that's correct.
I'm thinking back to the World Juniors when they were here.
Okay.
And that's, listen, this is an American city, but USA v. Canada... In that game was 18,000 Canadian fans and 90 American fans.
Okay, well,
it was a road game for the U.S. in Buffalo, which is not exactly a surprise.
When they played here, the last time we had the World Juniors, it was at
outdoors.
The stadium.
Outdoors, yeah.
And I went to that game and tailgated that game, and I was an away fan. Like, it was, I would guess, what, there were probably 40,000 to 50,000 people in the stadium for that game, and I would bet 25 to 30 were Canadian. Like, it was definitely outnumbered in that direction. So, yeah, Buffalo being right across the border and gives them that advantage. I don't know the last time they would have played in the U.S., honestly. Tomorrow won't be that answer.
No, it won't.
It will be if they meet in the finals, because the finals is in Boston.
That's what I was just trying to confirm.
Yeah.
That if they play in the final, I'm not even sure, would that be it would probably be an American crowd. But to get an American...
Yes, I assume so.
Probably. Here, you get a Canadian crowd. It's just how it goes. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good. We're all friends. But that's an element to this where tomorrow night will be charged.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, job well done, NHL. They've nailed this tournament. And I like how Rich referred to Finland. Like, it does kind of feel like Finland is, we need a fourth team. All right, fine, Finland's in. I don't know who was the other option. Russia would
Russia,
be.
But you're not,
you're not
going right to
include
now.
Russia in an event like this. Past that, it's Czechia or, you know, Slovakia.
What, Finland was the
Czechia,
best
thing. Austria, Germany.
Unless you were going to get creative and Latvia. Do like they did last time, which is like you're going to combine them into like one team.
Right, right. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to give us a ring. Jeremy and Joe, if you want to be a part of it. So, yeah, tomorrow night, doubleheader. The doubleheader goes 1-8.
I think the last time, by the way, to your question, is in that 96 World Cup, the finals was a best of three.
Okay.
And game one was in Philadelphia.
They also played in Salt Lake, did they not? U.S. and Canada played in Salt Lake?
Maybe that's where game three was.
Olympics?
Yeah, game two was in Montreal. And then game three was in, I don't know why it doesn't say it. It says what the first two
but
were.
But you're back at the 96 World
this
Cup of Hockey.
This is not 96.
But the Olympics in
Madison Salt, Square Garden.
The Olympics in Salt Lake were 2002. Right?
Right.
And I think the U.S. and Canada played there.
Gotcha.
So, that whatever. The point is...
But, okay, so it's been more than 20 years.
The U.S. has not had a home ice game against Canada in a long time. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-552-550. So, the Jets are going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, and in one of the funniest, most unintentionally hilarious social media posts of all time. Like, the social media, you always got to feel for social media teams... or social media workers for any team, because it's where you have to eat the biggest sandwich, bleep sandwich.
Yep.
You lost a game 75-0, and you got to post a graphic of that and say, the final score.
Just you say final.
Yes,
usually
right.
Like, it's just one word, final.
Not our night. Stuff like that. You're on the social team. Your job is to gotta go out there and fire this out and check out the replies.
Yep.
And the Jets posted a picture of Aaron Rodgers and said, thanks for everything, 8, or something like that, with an I love you.
Yeah,
hands.
Yeah.
Not a piece, but an I love you. There's the Jets social media team saying, we love you, we'll never forget you, to Aaron.
All the memories.
To Aaron Rodgers, who walked in there and ruined two seasons and got everybody fired.
Yes.
It's amazing the owner didn't have to sell the team.
And won the same amount of games as Zach Wilson in those 2 years.
Yes.
5 games each.
I guess it's not a surprise they've moved on from him. He was not terrible at the end of the season, and I could see a team deciding like to give him a little bit of a shot, one more shot. But again,
he wasn't. Was he? The thing that you're gonna have to compete with him though is he good enough to warrant all the extra headaches?
Definitely no.
Like that's if he was a wide receiver, it would be the only thing anyone's talking about right now. Is he good enough to take all the extra baggage and drama with? Because there is constant drama with him, and not good drama, right? And not good stuff in your own locker room either. So he might be okay still, but is the team going to say, yeah, I'm willing to sign up for the Jets? Just did this, right?
Yeah.
The reporting was they would have kept going, but he had to fall in line.
Like go to camp.
Go to training
camp. You have to go to training
camp.
Right.
Don't skip mandatory practices to go do drugs in Egypt, which he did.
Right.
Like that's basically what they were saying to him. He's like, no, I'm good. So is a coach going to be willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many teams.
I am thinking about Pittsburgh because Tomlin, I know he is seen as like the big CEO guy in the league, but he has players that, you know, are kind of like that all the time, doesn't he?
Yep.
Like, he doesn't run the tightest ship in Pittsburgh.
No. He gets a lot of reputation for it, but they always have problems, it seems. Paul in Buffalo before the break. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? I guess my question is for the big game is, who do you want to match against Sidney Crosby? Who do you want to match against Connor McDavid? I guess we're gonna throw Jack on Crosby, or do you want Jack on McDavid? It's a fascinating matchup. I'm going to stick with what I said yesterday. Our forwards are big and strong. Jack Eichel was throwing his body around. People sometimes forget, like, there was a time for about 2 years, Jack Eichel and Rasmus Ristolainen were the two toughest guys on the Buffalo Sabres. And because Jack is so skilled, we forget he's also big, strong, and fast. And he was throwing that around. The Kachuk's obviously doing their thing. That's our advantage besides goaltending over Canada, is I think our forwards are just tougher. I think the back ends of both teams are both small and skilled. I think all the toughness on both teams is in the forward group, and I just think we're tougher. And I think we're going to dominate that game because the goaltending is a big difference.
Yep.
And, well, they're going to get a few on Hellebuck. I think we're going to light them up. 8-4, I'll stick with that.
Wow.
The prediction I made yesterday. Guys, have a great show. Four Nations Friday. Way to go. It's nice to root for Jack again. It really is, as much as I hate him.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks. That's really that's what it comes down to. Like, you know, you watched him. He's a great player.
I want the thing Dan Bylsma never gave us.
Eichel McDavid face-off?
Yeah, I want them matched up the whole game. You can get into the specifics of that. Like, okay, like, it's their best line. You get the Kachucks and Eichel. Like, that should be your best shutdown line. Let's say Matthews isn't great defensively, too. But, yeah, I think I'd want to see Eichel versus McDavid.
It's good stuff. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is Four Nations Friday. And, you know, Jet stuff and Bill stuff. We got lots to get to.
Yeah, we got teams around the league that need quarterbacks.
Yep.
Like a lot of them. Right?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. Vegas needs a quarterback. The Jets need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback.
The Saints, maybe.
The
Saints head coach just said that Derek Carr's a premier player in the league.
I mean, he's full of it, isn't he?
Probably.
He's the guy on the roster, right? Like, he's got to say it.
Maybe.
Did he go too far, though, to cut him? Like, if you say premier, like, if you said, yeah, he's a very good quarterback, he's a very good starting quarterback, you can cut him. But if you premier, well, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football, guys. What are you talking about?
I know.
Week later, they cut him. Like, what were you saying a week ago?
Yeah. 803-0550 if you want to give us a ring. Happy Friday. It's a frozen universe out there. I mean, it's everything is just encased in ice. And, you know, we'll warm you with our hot takes here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.